Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Tyrone Jackson.
Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. Good morning to you. My name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. The first question, with all due respect, sir, just to make sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you very much, sir. I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances?
I've been voting ever since I was a kid in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so I'll take that as a definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in 2024.
100%.
On a scale from 1 to 10, you will say 10.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politicians, candidates?
I follow news. My wife gets tired of me because I follow it.
Mm-hmm. That will be very closely, somewhat closely?
Closely.
Very, very, or somewhat?
Very, very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I've been a Democrat. Oh, my daddy was a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life.
Okay, I understand. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat. I have people in my church to vote.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get them. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied with the way it's heading. I hope that the vote don't turn it around.
Okay, so you will say you are very satisfied or dissatisfied?
Yeah, I'm very satisfied.
Thank you very much.
Inflation, everything's going down.
Gas
will be down next year because they're going to have all them electric cars out and they got to go down.
Exactly. And that's the reason why we want to know your opinion, because your opinion counts. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve
I'm gonna tell you, I don't blame no administration for this. COVID is the one that started, but the Biden administration is the one working on getting it down.
Okay, Trump Republicans in Congress?
Trump didn't do nothing. The Republicans in the country, they ain't thinking about nothing but some fighting. The Republicans used to be a party. But just like the Democrats, you know, on issues, the Republicans they lost their way.
Okay. Would you say then big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed?
Yeah, similar. But Republicans used to could handle that. But they done lost their way, man.
Okay, now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members in Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism. zero to ten.
I'll go eight there.
Okay, thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
Don't need it. Don't need it. This system has been in through all the Democrats, all the Republicans. The only time we had some trouble is now.
Okay.
And what happened? They let a man got in office that never should have been president. He bankrupt five times, raped four, five women, and everything. He ain't nothing. I'm gonna tell you, man. You know, I believe in God, so you have to excuse me if I says, you know.
No, you don't have to excuse yourself. You have to tell it like it is, and that's what we're here for. We want to hear you out. So, what number you want to give this statement? The reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. You want to give that a zero, one, two, three?
You don't have to do that. I give it a zero because it ain't necessary. Ain't nothing wrong with the Department of Justice. It's been going on like this for all these years.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Women's rights. But a woman should have her own... to do whatever she want to do with her body.
Okay, so you want to give that one a 10? Do you think that's extremely important? Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
A 10. You got to fight. They're fighting at 9. Inflation then went back up a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
It's 8%. It's down to, got down to 2. Now it's back up to 3.
Okay, reducing gun violence. What do you think about that one?
What I think about it is that's a 10. You need to reduce that some kind
of
way.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve 100%. 10%.
Strongly
10.
Approve. Strongly approve.
Yes, sir. Okay. He didn't put money in. If you go anywhere in the world, I just got through traveling. You go anywhere all on the road, people in Democrats, Republican areas, people is working on the highways. That come from that bill that he passed, and a bunch of them taking credit, and they didn't even vote for it.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
They have that good. See, they can't do too much. The Republican ain't saying no bill over there. It takes two of them to pass. They ain't saying nothing over there. The Republican has got a thing. They ain't brought up now bill. All they want to do is try to pay somebody back. They're working on Joe Biden's son or whoever they can throw bricks at. None of them don't need to be in office. That ain't the way you work. You're supposed to work together, man, and get something done for the people.
Yeah.
The people don't want to vote in.
I understand. So then I'll take that as strongly approve of what the Senate's doing.
Yeah, the Senate can't do too much.
Okay.
You know, it takes too far. They ain't getting their bill. See, most bills come out of Congress to the Senate. And then they work together to get it done. Ain't none of that going on.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Yep. Tim Scott.
A 0.
0. Okay. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Who you said? Donald Trump.
Yes, sir. Donald Trump.
A 0.
0. Okay. MAGA Republicans.
0.
Thank you. Marianne Williamson.
I don't even know who she is.
Thank you. Joe Biden. Ten. Okay. Black pack.
I don't know nothing about it, so I can't
tell
you nothing about it.
Okay. No problem. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Colonel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West?
I vote for Joe Biden. Colonel West West,
yeah.
and all that ain't nothing but messy politics, man. It's supposed to be Democrat and Republican. And out of the two that's going to be running, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
Okay.
Trump
thank
ain't never
you,
put nothing on the table. He ain't never tried to do nothing. But the only thing he did was pass them bills for them rich people to get all the money.
And if the election...
He ain't running on nothing now. He running to save his life. He ain't brought up nothing. If he bring up a couple of things, maybe they may change. He ain't running on nothing but to help the people. He running to save his life.
Okay, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you still vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thank you.
Trump is a
now
chief,
let me,
man. I don't vote for chief. I told you, I don't believe in doing that. I don't vote for chief.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate that you vote for in 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse. But I'm going to tell you who the man that was behind it was President Trump. And Trump don't care nothing about black, white, Mexican, no person. Trump care about one daughter, son, Trump care about one person. That's him. That was the biggest mistake the people ever made.
Yeah. And we're supposed to learn from our mistakes. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are most likely to support. Candidate B, who says that if elected to U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling.
Whoever that is, I don't know who it is, I give them a 10.
Okay, that will be a 10. So that will be much more B.
Yeah, I give whoever's doing that, I give them a 10.
Okay, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration doing? Have you heard a lot, some, a little, nothing at all?
I heard a whole lot. I keep up with that.
Okay. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I'm favorable, but the mess they got with his son maybe did something wrong, but that ain't got nothing to do with Biden. Biden ain't did nothing.
Okay, so you will say that makes you feel much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Much more. Thank you very much. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each, please tell me how important that is to you. Ms. Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court by the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important,
very
or not
important.
At all important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers. Is that very important to you?
Very
somewhat?
Important. I'm 82 years old, so you know it's very important.
Okay. Capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year.
Very important. Very, very.
Thank you.
My wife is a diabetic.
Okay, Joe Biden provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K through 12 education. Is that very important?
Very important. Very important.
Thank you. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households in schools across. Okay.
Very important. I haven't heard about all this that you're talking about. I'll be on the news. I told you I'll be watching all of this.
He's been doing that. He's been doing that.
Yes.
Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I strongly approve. 100%.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Strongly approve.
Strongly. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. Five means that it's somewhat convincing, and zero means it's not convincing at all to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Number one, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our story, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth about prepare all of our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. 0 to 10.
You're correct. Right.
Okay.
Right.
What number you want to give that one? Do you find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences in the last few years. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loans forgiveness. The Supreme Court has a real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Do you find that not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing. We got to vote. We got to do something about the Supreme Court.
Okay, so you want to give that a 10 or?
A 10. We got to do something about them.
Okay, thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. What number do you want to choose?
10.
Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
The most that stood out for me is the Supreme Court.
Okay.
They knocked down a whole lot of things that we fought and battled for.
Okay.
But it's...
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Trump put him in office. Trump and that old man from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They're racist.
Yeah. I understand.
That's what it is. They kind of...
I understand.
People of color have gained too much, and they say they want to try to take us back.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram. Have you used Instagram in the last 2 days?
I don't use none of that.
No. Twitter.
I don't use none of that.
YouTube.
I don't use none of that.
Snapchat. TikTok.
I don't use none of that.
Apple News. Facebook.
I don't use none of that. My kids and grandkids use that kind of stuff, I guess. I don't use none of that.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
I went to St. Joe's University in outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married 60 years.
Thank you. That's a blessing. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I said conservative.
Okay. That will be somewhat or very?
I guess very.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly anyone of your neighbors are white?
Well, quite a few of my neighbors white.
So you say, you will say hardly any or less than half?
Well, the community I live in is about 50-50.
Okay, about half then. Okay. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban. I'm a suburb. I live in a suburb.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, your patience, and your conviction to answer every single question. Thank you.
All right, man. Young man, I hope everything go your way.
Hey, likewise. Likewise.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye.
All right.